Without objection, we'll move on to G2, the Franklin Civic Celebrations Report.
So moved. Except a place on file, basically.
John's going to ask for money.
Hi, I'm John Bergner, chairman of the Franklin Civic Celebration. I provide you a income statement from this year's festival. Any questions on it?
There's
not. So I'm requesting authority to spend money for the 2020 celebration, and it'll be a 3-day event, Friday, July 3rd, Saturday, July 4th, and Sunday, July 5th. And I'm just requesting sign agreements and authority to do that for the 2020, and I gave you the amount there. And any questions on that?
Your motion to allow Chairman Bergner to
execute
the contracts for 2025. Any other discussion?
2020. Only thing I see on that, it says on fireworks, it says 2 nights. No, that was this year was 2 nights. And you can see the amount is just for 1 night of fireworks because it's over 3 days.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no nos, 1 absent.
And I just want to thank all our community members and our City Hall employees, Mark, Sandy, and Lisa, and everybody, and Paul, everybody for helping us out. And hopefully we'll have another good festival this year.
Black, which is always good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well done, John. Thank you and the committee. Alderman Taylor, you guys bust your butt for this thing, and I for one, very much appreciate it. Thank you.
The committee does a great job. John does a good job. Excellent job leading.
Thank you.
Well, you want to leave? You got to stay.
Exactly.
G3 on page 13 is an ordinance to amend Municipal Code 245-5D, extending parking near the new roundabout.
Don't move.
Second.
Discussion. Well needed. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4, page 19, resolution accepting conservation easement for 4085 4785 67 south 76.
Subject
to technical corrections.
Yes. Okay. So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a resolution to allow an accessory deck 20 feet into a drainage easement at 6904 South Harvard Drive.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is a resolution approving a land combination at 8628 South 116th Street. Is there a motion to suspend the rules to allow?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Representative Skronsky?
I don't know if he has a representative hat on this one.
Actually, I was going to say Mr. Skronsky.
President.
Yeah.
I have a question because I'm
no mic. Someone stole your microphone.
Oh,
of course. You're like Elvis.
Mark.
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 It's laying there. By you.
Actually, yeah.
See, now you don't
want to
give me a mic either.
Leroy, you have
somebody
a
took
pocket.
The mic home.
It's right there.
Is it working?
Yes. Okay. Green light's on.
All right. No, I have a question on several things regarding the owner of that property, which in essence abuts my property on the east side. There is a wetland or a pond back there, and for the last 3 years I've been flooded on my property due to the filling of his property, and it has been excessive. And for 3 years I lost the back third of my property because it's been flooded all the time. I have pictures and documents of it. And until I talked to city engineer, I formed a complaint on it because enough is enough. I understand the resident of that property does have his rights, but the problem when it starts folding over to other people and other residents in that pushes the water level down are rather up, and the water level from the normal water level in my back of my property, it's over 3 feet higher, which took out the back third of my property, and I couldn't use it, equipment and everything else. And I'm requesting, I think, before anything else, some consideration should be is removing all that fill, which never had an adequate permit in order to do it, as far as I understand. Fair is fair. I just want to make sure that I can use the entitled use of my property. I have no problem with the water back there. When I bought it, it was at a reasonable level. It did have some outside flow, and that's another thing people on the opposite end is restricting some of the flow of that water. So I was hoping that some consideration could be brought into that at this time, looking for a land combination, and the land combination would be a property that was formerly owned by Mr. Nelson Landscaping many years back, and it has a waterway going through it. At the time, that piece of property was brought in order to build on it, and the Plan Commission at the time denied it because it's a wetland. You physically can't. There's only one little tiny spot, but could never support a residence. So I wish that would be taken into consideration and review that, to take a look at it. And I have firsthand knowledge on it many years back regarding that. As we go along, I'm sure the applicant wants to get up and say something, and I would request that maybe through this discussion that I may come back if there's any questions. But I thank you for the time, and let me speak.
Thank you, Ken. Alderman Nelson.
Mr. Skronsky, in a perfect world, what would be the solution?
Well, I would say get the fill back out of it, which had never been put in there. And that's why the water was raised and the pond was shortened, which then, with other people on the other end, didn't let it completely go through. But the problem is the water's there been there for 3 years. So correct the problem that should have never been done to start with filling that property. And I have very good knowledge and everything else, and it shouldn't have ever been. And never had the right, never applied for a permit in order to do that, because I don't think it would have ever been approved at that time. Because
thank you.
The water condition. Come and look at my property anytime you want. I'll give you a bolt.
You live there, but I think it's been 6 or more years.
Pardon?
You live there, but I think it's been 6 or more years for this water issue.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be very cordial and be.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Okay. So.
Anyone else?
But
question?
Anybody else? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken. Alderman Nelson.
I'd like to ask if Mr. Morrow could explain, then Mr. Montgomery, if he has a chance to come up here and kind of after the end to conclude this. But if Mr. Morrow could kind of explain what happened at the Plan Commission meeting, because it was the sole vote against this, and where we stand now with Mr. Skronsky's issue complaint, because I believe that is also something that's been cited, and I don't want to take his thunder. So if
sure. The Plan Commission, I did vote against this, and the reason why is because I didn't feel it was appropriate to give a permit and to allow things to happen for an existing property that we consider to be in violation. So we have a fill permit violation. There's wetland issues and floodplain issues, and it's working its way through its court system, and that's why I voted no.
Let me answer this first. You'll see the vote was 3-1-3. I broke the tie in the affirmative. The reason I broke the tie is I viewed this as a technical issue, that the other issues involved in this should be decided by this body, not the Plan Commission. So that's why I broke the tie and let it come here. Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a question for the planning manager about what kicked in the land combination. Was it a road fronting issue or a request, mm-hmm. or why are we doing the land combination?
The applicant requested it to provide enough room to build the house. He's aware that there are wetlands on the property. It is one of our conditions that he has to do a natural resource protection plan before any building permits are issued. because he's aware of those wetlands, he knows he's going to be pretty tight to fit in a house. So he had a better chance of finding enough room to build a house if he combines the two lots into one.
So with the combination, as you said, it's going to kick in an RPP, which would then identify any areas that Mr. Skronsky was concerned in. So actually this takes us a step toward solving the problem, wouldn't it?
Yes. It'll address what is wetlands and the proper setbacks and buffers. If there is additional drainage problems or anything like that, that still will have to be a separate step.
Alderman Barber.
Was there any thought about removing the fill?
Yes, but that's under the court case that's going through the courts right now.
Alderman Taylor.
So, okay, let me just some background. So who put the fill there?
That I do not know.
The applicant put the, you want to ask somebody, so who can answer the question?
As I understand, the applicant put the fill there.
And so he's fighting it, he's fighting it in court that he doesn't want to remove it?
We'll ask him.
I guess
you're
that's the thing.
To ask if why he's not complying.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'd like to know why he's not complying, because my vote depends on it.
Is there a motion to suspend the rules, allow the applicant to speak?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm, while alone, Mr. Montgomery.
I just remember I had a very similar issue to this.
Did I have the floor?
Wait a minute. Alderman Taylor wasn't finished.
Yeah, I mean, I was...
I'm sorry. I know that.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't know.
No,
I recognize your...
Yeah.
It's your floor.
It's fine.
I'm asking a question. Is he going to... I mean, I don't feel like
come
making...
Up.
Yeah.
Come on up, please.
So maybe someone can explain this whole lawsuit, what's going on in court, who put the fill there, why the fill's not coming out. You know, I'm not sure if I want to decide on something that we're waiting on court action for. So you want to, what's the deal?
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that. I do have some written materials that would be helpful so that you could follow along as we discuss it.
Sure. But then we're going to, Bob, give us your name and address.
Mine is Robert Montgomery. My current address is 11329 West Peregrine Way. And that is in Greenfield, Wisconsin. I hope I brought enough paper for everybody. Thank you for helping distribute it.
Thanks, Glenn.
Do we have enough?
You're basically saying by reading this is you've applied for a permit. The city denied you. You happen to be out of state. Regardless of the reason why, you weren't here, and you're saying that it just somehow got delivered. You had no idea it was going to happen. You didn't tell them to stop doing it. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, Adam shifting this. And so we issued a citation. We're still waiting for a solution. Are you going to remove this? I mean, it got there at your direction. You obviously must have established this to happen, correct? And
right.
You didn't cancel it or something?
Right. If you give me a second, I can maybe elaborate. So it'll help answer your questions.
Go ahead.
Back in the spring of 2018, I went to the engineering department of the city of Franklin. And they gave me the fill and soil disturbing permit application that you see here. I indicated that I wanted about 20 or 25 feet of dirt to fill around my solar array because over the years it had settled and there was water collecting at the base. I was told I did not need a permit, and to bolster that claim, I was given this application. And if you take a moment, you'll see that there is no requirement on the application for less than 25 yards. And it was my intent at the time to put in less than 25 yards. In my absence, while I was out in Washington State taking care of my mother, apparently dirt was brought into my property. Now, at that time, the city issued me a citation for not having a permit, which I was told I did not meet need for less than 25 yards. When I explained that fact to the city, I was told that I should have understood that the UDO requires a permit for any dirt that's brought onto property. Unfortunately, I relied upon the city of Franklin to give me the correct advice. I was issued a citation. I freely admit that more than 25 yards of dirt was delivered, and I've been waiting almost a year and a half for the city of Franklin to resolve the issue. And I don't know when the issue will be resolved. I was ordered not to remove the dirt that was delivered. I have a letter from the engineering department that specifically states I should not remove the dirt. I've been ready to resolve this issue the day the citation occurred. But for reasons that are unclear to me, that's not been possible. Currently, I have an attorney involved. The city has had three different attorneys assigned to this case. And we are currently on a Mr. Borda, is the current latest city attorney. It has been switched from the jurisdiction of Franklin to the jurisdiction of the city of South Milwaukee. And it now has been switched back to the city of Franklin. And that was 2 months ago. My attorney has requested for the last year and a half, can we solve the problem? Tell us what you want. And to, as a third party, Mr. Borda told my attorney, the city doesn't know what it wants. So I don't expect a speedy resolution of this after a year and a half. I don't know when it will be resolved. The dirt still sits there, as I was ordered to leave it. I'd be glad to remove it, as I was glad to remove it a year ago. If someone said I could have removed it, it would have been removed in a heartbeat. But I have a letter from the city saying, don't touch it, leave it alone.
Okay. Someone respond to that? Like, what's the plan?
So I don't have the intimate details. I may have would have prepared a letter for you, but I can tell you that my knowledge of this situation is that staff has been working very closely with the applicant. I believe the last time we received an application, staff went out to verify it, and it was not at all like what was represented in the application, so I believe that was denied at that time. So I don't know the full details of everything to tell you tonight, but if I told any more, I'd probably be speaking out of turn. So, but I do know that the staff has been waiting to resolve this.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm listening to what he's saying. He's willing to remove it. City's saying we don't know what. I mean, like, this makes zero sense. But I don't know who to believe because
part of that is now if he removes it, now he's disturbing dirt with that's really close to a waterway and wetlands and other issues. So that we have to comply. And I know DNR is involved in this. It's not just city staff.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I had a similar issue where I wanted to deny, and I don't remember all the details, but I wanted to deny a certain developer the ability to move forward on something, and I was told that I could not link an outstanding issue with another issue, that they weren't related enough. So the kind of seems to be a little bit of the situation here where he's trying to move forward to build a home, and we have an issue that's not, it's related to the property, but not necessarily related to the application for the land combination. So when I asked Mr. Deedle about why for the land combination and what would happen when it would kick in, and according to the report, it sounds like all the concerns about where the wetlands are and the fill-in issue will be better resolved if we allow the land combination, which kicks in the next step for the NRPP part. So we could actually move forward on the land combination and still get additional details as the process moves along. That's just a thought on it. So
If you all look at the staff report on page 42, you'll see that the Department of City Development recommended approval of the land combination. Mr. Deedle, is there any time constraints on the land combination agreement?
No, we don't have deadlines on land combinations.
Alderman Nelson.
Well, one of the things that, we want to have resolution. First of all, Mr. Montgomery, I'm sorry your house burned down to the ground. You're looking at building another house, nice, brand new, a little bit bigger, so we get a little more taxes. But looking at what Mr. Skoronski, and I'm very familiar with the area. I live right around the corner. I've seen the pond, the lake. But I believe with Alderwoman Wilhelm's point to get that going, but we need to find out what the resolution is on your end to get this dirt moved and gone, but we can't get the disturbance. I understand the whole disturbance thing. It's kind of a catch-22 issue. But, I mean, if we were to move forward on getting the two land deals done, what do we have as a city, and I'm asking Mr. Morrow this, I mean, Mr. Deedle, that if we move forward, that there's a guarantee. Is there anything that holds Mr. Montgomery's feet to the fire to be in compliance with this? I mean, other than the fact he says he's going to do it, I mean, what if he says, I'm sorry, I lied, and laughs?
And I'm the judge.
So this all falls back on what the judge would determine.
Mr. Planner Deedle.
And right now it just stands that the only condition would be the NRPP prior to issuance of a building permit. But I suppose we could add another condition unless the city attorney says otherwise, that we add whatever the resolution on the fill is would also be tied to the building permit, prior to the building permit.
Can the applicant, if we granted this land combination, could the applicant proceed with building a home on that parcel without our approval?
No. They would have to do a natural resource protection plan and then apply for a building permit. And I would recommend to the inspection department not to issue the building permit if there was no natural resource protection plan.
So I'm trying to be Solomon here. So The reality is that even if we grant this, he doesn't build a new house until potentially the lawsuit's covered. So maybe the appropriate action is to table until pending the results of the lawsuit. Or Alderman Nelson.
When is your next court date or hearing or whichever? No, Mr. Montgomery?
Attorney Borda is unable to explain that. As I mentioned before, it's been a year and a half. There have been three separate attorneys on the city's part, two jurisdictions, and the city seems loath to resolve the issue. And unfortunately, if I wait on the city, I may actually be in a retirement home by that issue when that issue is resolved.